This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 18th. Today's Bible verse is the same as of yesterday, Hebrews 1:3a. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." End of quote. We are using the same Bible verse again today to highlight three more points. Number one, do you know you cannot be born again into God's family by your effort? Our insight says God causes us to be born again. It is the God of great mercy who does it. Being born again is supernatural and mysterious, John chapter 3. You see, now many people listen to the message of the hope and life available in Jesus. Then they turn off the radio, internet, TV and go away with no change, no prompting inside them. Listen, when you listen to the message, if you want to know more about it and think you need Jesus, then understand this. God is giving you the desire and causing you to be born again into His wonderful and loving family. It is the Holy Spirit of God who works inside you to help you believe what you heard and come to Jesus Christ in faith. If you have curiousness prompting inside you, do not walk away. Reach out to a Christian you know, or reach out to the contact page of this website, teachbible.org. We will help you to make that decision in your life. Secondly, when you are born again, not only you are adopted into God's household, but you also are granted a living hope. Many people do not have hope in their life. Others have hope, but it is a dead hope. Yet others are optimistic and they want to help others and make life more meaningful in their good intentions. However, none of these are living hope. You see, living hope is an enduring hope. It is a sure hope, and it is the hope that does not end with your death. God causes you to be born again to a living hope because God is ever living, eternal and everlasting. Therefore, the hope God gives when you are born again is a living, eternal and everlasting hope. Your hope becomes lively, energetic, motivational and full of anticipation. The Bible says the hope God gives does not disappoint us, Romans 5:5. You see, we hope for things, then we get disappointed, don't we? We have hope in a spouse, children, career, etc. Then we end up in disappointment with our spouse, children, career, etc. However, the hope God gives you when you are born again is a hope that does not disappoint you. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, some people fix their hope on uncertain things like riches and end up in despair. However, those who have the living hope place their hope in God, who richly supplies all things to enjoy anyway. The Bible says in Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope. You see, the living hope you get when you are born again is a hope that rejoices. Only those who have living hope can rejoice in God and His promises, even when things go wrong in your lives. Those who do not have living hope could end up in alcohol, drug, and other types of addictions or suicide. We see these incidents in our day-to-day life every day in our news channels, don't we? 2 Thessalonians 2:16 says, this is a good hope, because God gave this hope in His grace. The reason it is good is that God of all grace gives the living hope. He also encourages your heart and strengthens you. Titus 2:13 says, this hope is a blessed hope because of the glorious appearance of Jesus and your glory with Him. Ephesians 2:12 says, to remember when you were separate from Jesus Christ, meaning before you are born again. You lived having no hope in your life and without God in this world. It says the fact that without God means no living hope you have in this world. Romans 15:13 says this about God. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, and you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, God is the God of hope. And when He gives the living hope, you will abound in hope by the power of His Spirit inside you. However, again, when you look into Hebrews 6:19, it says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Listen, hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Living Hope is truly an anchor for the soul at all times, like an anchor that docks a ship. The Living Hope is an anchor for your soul, firm, and it is secure. Thirdly, you have the Living Hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Living Hope is ignited inside you because Jesus is risen by God the Father for your salvation and deliverance. Matthew 28:5 says, "The angel said to them who came to the tomb, he said, 'Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified.' Then he said, 'He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said, come and see the place where he was lying.'" Beloved, you can still go and check out the open tomb there in Jerusalem. No tomb of any religious gurus never opened. The open tomb of Jesus is the only one, and it causes wonder and amazement in people's hearts. Jesus died, buried, and rose again by the power of God for your sake. If you haven't yet, will you come to Jesus today? God loves you. Today is the day you can be born again into God's household. Receive the living hope, eternal life, and all the inheritance in heaven that we discussed in yesterday's insight. Pray after me. Father in heaven, thank you for giving inside me the desire to be born again into your family. I want to be born again. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins and shortcomings. I want to have a new life, new beginning. I want to born again. Please save and grant me your living hope. You will give me the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Thank you for doing that. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.